Molten on men and women's sports, Dems need to lead with protections for trans healthcare. By Ian Henchett on August 21, 2026. On Friday's broadcast of CNN's The Source, U.S. Senate candidate Representative Seth Moulton, DMA, said that, with his walk back of his previous criticism of biological men and women's sports, the point is that we ought to be fighting forward on this. Where's our legislation to enshrine protections into law so that they actually can be confident that they will have the health care that they need when the Trump administration is trying to take it away? Where is our legislation to enshrine protections into law so that they can't get fired for just who they are or what they wear to work? And we're out of touch with just not even being able to have a debate on the subject. Guest host Boris Sanchez played video of Moulton saying biological men should play women's sports with a discussion about where we have issues of safety and fairness. Sanchez then asked, "What exactly does that look like?" Moulton responded, "Well, it looks like Democrats actually taking on this issue and not refusing to talk about it because we're so scared of the debate, which has so often been the case in Washington today. And a lot of Democrats seem more concerned about offending people than solving problems. And, with the transgender community, it's meant that the only legislation that's been proposed is hateful bills from the Republicans. And I voted against everyone. I have a 100% rating from the Human Rights Campaign. I have been proud to champion transgender service members on the Armed Services Committee, fighting to make sure they have an opportunity to serve. And, of course, my 988 National Mental Health Hotline has saved the lives of thousands and thousands of LGBTQ youth. But the point is that we ought to be fighting forward on this. Where's our legislation to enshrine protections into law so that they actually can be confident that they will have the health care that they need when the Trump administration is trying to take it away? Where is our legislation to enshrine protections into law so that they can't get fired for just who they are or what they wear to work? The Trump administration is trying to do that. So, my only point, and I probably didn't pick the best words, but my only point is, let's lead on this as Democrats. It's time for leadership. Don't just respond to the Republicans. Show a way forward. Moulton continued, and this is true with other issues as well. Look, the Republicans are completely weaponizing immigration. And I was the first in this race to call for abolishing and prosecuting ICE. But what about when the Democrats were in charge and we didn't get immigration reform done? If we had gotten that fixed, then the Republicans wouldn't even have this as an issue. That's called leadership, getting things done for people. And I think we need more leadership from Democrats. Sanchez then asked, a recent Reuters/Ipsos poll found that 67% of Americans actually agree with transgender athlete bans. I wonder if you think that Democrats are out of touch with two-thirds of Americans on this issue. Moulton answered, I just think we're out of touch with just not even being able to have a debate about the issue, right? And just saying that, if you disagree, you're not even welcome into the discussion. And that's the point that I was trying to make. As someone who's championed transgender rights and will continue to do so, I think that Democrats should lead on this issue, and so many others. And when it seems like you can't even have a discussion in the party, I think that's a problem, and that's something that we need to change. But it takes leadership, and, sometimes, it means, being willing to say, we're going to have these difficult discussions about contentious issues ourselves, when a lot of people would rather just leave them on the side. And when we are not willing to take on these debates, that, ultimately, does a disservice to the very people that we're trying to protect. Follow Ian Henchett on Twitter @IanHenchett.